In May, Governor Asa Hutchinson declared Arkansas restaurants could reopen for limited dine-in service, but some restaurants have only recently started to open their dining rooms, while others are relying on to-go dining or outdoor seating. With revenue trailing 35% behind last year, restaurants are still trying to adapt to make up lost ground. Ozarks at Largest Daniel Carruth reports.
Thank you, baby. One Moscow meal?
Yeah.
Got it.
Bartender Anthony Taylor stands behind the bar at Maxine's Tap Room in Fayetteville and makes a drink from behind a plexiglass screen. Most booths and tables have been removed from the railway-style bar on Block Street, and it's mostly empty inside except for a steady trickle of people grabbing to-go drinks to take to Maxine's new patio, a parking lot now set up with school bus seats as benches and makeshift cocktail tables. Maxine's co-owner, Hannah Withers, says getting to this new setup has been challenging.
We did sort of a soft opening at Maxine's where we tried a lot of things that didn't work within that first night that we switched immediately. I think for us, having our places closed for over five months, it was sort of a mental hurdle to get past, to move into a point where we wanted to, where we were open to having more people in that place. We also, in that long 70-foot bar that runs through Maxine's, we have 24 bar seats, and there are only four of them on a good night that we can seat that are socially distant enough from the other tables. And so we have one of our bartenders is sort of now more of a cocktail waiter who goes to those tables to take their order and brings it to them, which is a really big shift. I mean, I think on high-volume nights, they're used to being able to serve really fast, speedy drinks with four people deep at the bar, and this is there's a lot of space in there when we're at capacity right now.
According to the Arkansas Department of Health Directive on Dining issued in June, restaurants and bars are allowed to have up to 66% occupancy, but must maintain a 6-foot distance between tables, and all patrons and staff are required to wear a mask when not eating or drinking. For many restaurant owners, these new restrictions are fundamentally changing previous modes of operation. Withers also runs a restaurant in Fayetteville, Leverett Lounge, which she says is still seeing more to-go service.
So at Leverett, I think we're adjusting to doing a much lower dine-in volume than we used to do, but we're also adjusting to a huge uptake in takeout orders. And so we have an entire station that's dedicated to that. That's a lot of timing with the kitchen. And it's a completely different, it's a different flow for all of us to sort of fit that in.
Both the bar and restaurant have been open since August, but in late September, they had to close because of a possible COVID-19 exposure. Four employees tested positive for the coronavirus. And while not required by the Department of Health to close or disclose the cases to the public, Withers says transparency was the best option.
When you have one case and you work in a small place with people, then you want to be as careful as possible. So we had one person who was showing symptoms who tested positive on Thursday morning, and we immediately closed down and had, we had three bartenders at Maxine's that tested positive and one server that tested positive at Leverett, and everybody else was negative. So we waited the 5-day sort of incubation period in case people were showing a negative test but not quite showing symptoms yet. So we've got everybody retested as of this week, and all of our folks who are negative are coming back to work. And financially, that's a pretty big hit. I feel like we're probably running about 60-70% of our normal sales at Maxine's and about 50% of our normal sales at Leverett. And when it takes more staff and you're adding more labor into that equation, we've got a little while that we can float and make that sustainable. But as far as a long-term equation for any of us making a living, it's not realistic to think that that's going to last long.
And that's a struggle that a lot of restaurants are facing. Jeremy Gothrop, chef and owner of Woodstone Pizza in Fayetteville, says his restaurants tried to do curbside and to-go orders only at the beginning of the pandemic.
We opened up just curbside and a little bit of patios and quickly realized that that wasn't cutting it financially, wasn't cutting it. It didn't feel like a good time. Numbers were starting to climb. So we closed again, and also realized that we needed to keep whatever gas we had in the tank there until the right time to open, which was still a very confusing time on when that might be.
Woodstone's uptown location in Fayetteville reopened on September 15th. The other location off of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard remains closed. Gothrop says new safety measures had to be put in place in order for the uptown location to reopen safely.
We're currently building a 1,700 square foot deck on top of the patio that we have. Safety protocols definitely more ramped up than ever. Keeping the kitchen in masks and gloves, keeping our front of house staff in masks with frequent hand washing. You know, we've installed some plexiglass at the host stand, face shields for the dishwashers who are handling, the wares and plates and things from the customer. We're working a lot of employees in pods in case there is, testing from one of our employees or their roommates with COVID. We'll be able to isolate certain members but keep the doors open while we move through this thing. It's a concept. We'll see how well it works. Some restaurants are adopting this pod concept of working. But really, it's just a constant reminder of everybody to keep the space while they're prepping, keep the space while they're doing everything.
And all of these new measures are putting added financial pressure on an already precarious industry. Monty McNulty with the Arkansas Hospitality Association says consumers are seeing some price increases to make up for the cost of adding on labor and personal protective equipment.
And if restaurants aren't looking at their food costs and just their costs of doing business, that's going to be a problem for them, because early on, you see in the grocery stores, the price of beef, the price of chicken, the price of everything has gone up some. And so their prices have gone up, and they need to analyze that and pass that on to their customers if they're going to survive.
She also says establishments unequipped to offer both takeout and dine-in service are more susceptible to financial losses.
The restaurants that are doing well, and when I say well, they're surviving, but are the ones that were equipped to start out doing, they have windows and they have drive-through, carry-out, but the ones that were not equipped to do that and had to adjust their expenses involved in that. And their staff's not equipped to do it, not trained to do it. So there's a big gap in succeeding that way.
And the pressure isn't just on owners and customers. New measures add more responsibility for restaurant staff as well.
As a manager, you almost even have to police it more and just be adamant about it. Now you have to watch how close people are standing together when they're working. You have to make sure their mask is on, their mask is covering up their whole face, they're wearing it properly. So it's just thing, you're tempting everyone as they come into the building. It's just things that, in the old world, as I've been calling it, you never really thought about.
That's Bill Sharp, a kitchen manager for Woodstone Pizza in Fayetteville. And he says the risks extend beyond the workplace.
I've accepted it now, but I had trepidations about, I'm not really a bar goer. I don't go out much like that. But obviously, that's a very popular thing in the kitchen community. And so now I have to trust that the three people next to me are being as safe as I'd want them to be, as safe as I'm being, to hope that they're not going to bring it into our restaurant and get our whole staff infected, right?
And Bunsu Walker, a waitress at Thai Isan in Fayetteville, says working her usual 9-hour shifts at the restaurant are more challenging now because of the new restrictions and reduced staff.
You know, think of if you have to wear masks all day when you open dining, it's going to be very uncomfortable. I'd rather work without masks, I'd rather work without no gloves, but it is harder.
And back at Maxine's, Hannah Withers says the biggest challenge facing the industry going forward is the weather. This summer, Fayetteville passed an outside refreshment area, which allows patrons to take to-go drinks from bars and restaurants through much of the city's downtown. And that's helped a lot of businesses bring in customers. But as the weather gets colder, restaurants aren't sure what to do.
It's complicated, and I think that we're going to see a lot of small hospitality places that are probably not going to make it into the winter. I know that a lot of us are having conversations about what happens when the weather changes this winter, and how we're going to continue to serve people outside. you know, when we get what could be a drastic Arkansas winter. And I don't know, none of us really know what that's going to look like. But I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.